Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see him.
Ah, yes. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for June the 2nd, 2017, Friday. So, Friday, yeah. we're in the books of Psalms, and we left off with Psalm 78 on Wednesday, so we'll pick up with Psalm 79 today. This is the Psalm of Asaph, and on verse 1 of the Psalm, you can reference 2 Kings chapter 25, verses 8 through 10, 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 17 through 19, and the book of Jeremiah chapter 52, verses 12 through 14. Let's begin. Verse 1. O Elohim, the nations have come into your inheritance. That's 5159, inheritance. They have defiled, 2930, your holy temple, 1964. They have put Yerushalayim in ruins. I'll stop right here and give a little reference. These were non-Israelite nations that have invaded, and it tells the story of this in the references that I gave you. So let's go on to verse 2. The corpses, 5038, of your servants they have given to the birds of the sky for food. That would be the carrion vultures, etc., etc. The flesh of your pious ones, that's 2623, to the living creatures of the land. They have beasts, but it is 2416, and it should be living creatures. They translate that as beasts, but then they genericize everything. This is incorrect on their part. There's so many incorrect things that they have done in the King James Version. And the living creatures of the land. Verse 3, they have shed their blood like water round about Yerushalayim, and there was none to bury them. Well, if they killed everybody and took everybody off captive and did all this stuff, of course there's not going to be anybody to bury these people. They would just be eaten by the vultures, and if the gates were open, animals would creep in and eat them. Verse 4. We have become a taunt, 2781, to our neighbors, 7934. A scorn, 3933. And derision, 7047, to those around us. These were the non-Israelite nations that hated Israel. So they were laughing at them, and they were held in scorn because Yahweh was allowing Israel to be punished. Verse 5, how long, Yahweh, will you be angry forever? 5331. Shall your jealousy, 7068, burn like fire? Remember jealousy. I'm going to get to that in a minute. It's going to play a part in another verse. verse 6. Pour out, 8210, your wrath, 2534, upon the nations that have not known you. That's the non-Israelite nations. And upon the kingdoms that have not called upon your name. Verse 7, because they have devoured Jacob, that's Jacob, and laid waste, 8074, his dwelling place, 5116, the towns of Israel and Jerusalem. Now here's where that jealousy comes into play. Okay. Verse 8, and you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 20. Oh, do not remember, 2142, our former, 7223, iniquities, 5771. Let your tender mercies, 7356, speedily meet us, 6923, because we are brought very low. All right, our former iniquities. They had degenerated into idol worship. And Yahweh is a jealous El. He will not abide his people worshiping any other so-called deity. And they had done that. And in his... Pardon me a minute, I've lost my breath. In his jealous wrath, he was punishing Israel. So that's where these two verses tie in together. Verse 9, help us, O Elohim of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and purge away our sins. That means cut off, 3722, our sins, 2403, for your name's sake. Verse 10, and I gotta get a breath again here. Verse 10, why should the nations say, where is their Elohim? Let him be known among the nations in our sight by the revenging, 5360, of the blood of your servants which is shed. Verse 11, let the groans, 603, of the prisoner, 615, come before you. According to the greatness, 1433, of your power. Now, power here is 2220. That's literally stretched out arm. Okay. According to the greatness of your power, preserve those that are appointed to die. Those that would be killed by these enemies. And it's literally sons of destruction. That's 1121 and 8456. And 1121 is sons, and destruction is 8456. So it's translated appointed to die, sons of destruction. Verse 12, and return to our neighbors, that's the one, the attacking neighbors, sevenfold, 7659, into their bosom, 2436, their taunt with which they taunted you, O Yahweh. Now they had removed Yahweh here and put in that Adonai again, and I have taken that out and put Yahweh back in where it belongs. They kept removing the holy name. They did this a lot. Verse 13 of Psalm 79, 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 20, for reference. So we, your people, and sheep of your pasture will give thanks to you forever. We will declare your praise to all generations. So he's praying for deliverance for Israel. Psalm 80. This has a title. It says, to the leader, that's the musical leader, according to Lilies of the Covenant. Now that may have been a song title, and it was to be played to the tune of that song. A Psalm of Asaph. And verse 1, you can reference Exodus chapter 25, verse 22. Just pause for a second here. Verse 1, give ear, O shepherd of Israel. Not speaking of Yahweh. That's a title, shepherd of Israel. You that lead Yosef, that's Joseph, like a flock. You that dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. 3:3:1:3. That's where Yahweh was when he came down into his holy temple. His presence was between the cherubim on top of the Ark of the Covenant. Verse 2, in the sight of Ephraim and Binyamin and Manasseh, stir up, 5:7:8:2, your strength and come save us. Verse 3, restore us, O Elohim, and cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Verse 4, O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, how long will you be angry, 6:2:2:5, against the prayer, 8:6:0:5, of your people? Verse 5, you feed them with the bread of tears, 18:32, and give them tears to drink, 8:2:4:8, in great measure, 7:9:9:1. You put us as a contention, this is verse 6, you put us as a contention, 4:0:6:6, to our neighbors, and our hated enemies mock us, 3:9:3:2. Verse 7, restore us, O Elohim of hosts, and cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Now this is a metaphor. Metaphorical reference to Israel here. You have brought, 5:2:6:5, a vine, 16:12, out of Mitzrayim. Now the vine is a metaphor for Israel. You have cast out, 16:44, the nations, 14:71, and planted it, 5:1:9:3. So he's removed them from Egypt and planted them in their new land. Verse 9, you turned your face toward it, speaking of the vine of Israel, and caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. Verse 10, the hills were covered with the shadow of it, 6:7:3:8, the shadow. And the boughs, 6:0:5:7, of it were like the mighty, 4:10, cedars, 7:3:0. And the boughs, 6:0:5:7, is a metaphor for each tribe of Israel. Verse 11, Now, this is speaking of the vine of Israel again. She sent out her boughs, 7105, different word for boughs, into the sea, and her young shoots, 3127, into the river, 5104. That would be the river Euphrates and the sea. The tribes were traveling by ships to distant lands. Okay, so we have been all over, and we are today. Verse 12 of Psalm 80. Down 6555, her hedges, 1447, and that means to have taken away her protection, so that all which pass by the way pluck her, pluck, 717. And that refers to the alien nations that have taken away her strength. Verse 13. The boar, B-O-A-R, 2386, from the wood, 3293, ravages it, the vine of Israel, 3765. And the moving creatures, 2123, of the field graze on it, 7462. These are figuratives of other peoples, okay, that are plundering and ravaging Israel, the vine of Israel. Verse 14, return, please, 4994. Now, it can also mean now, but in this context, it means please. Return, please, O Elohim of hosts. Look down from the sky and behold and visit, 6485, this vine. Verse 15, and the root, 3657, which your right hand has planted, and the sun you made strong, 553, for yourself. Here, the root is Jesse, Yishai, and the sun is Dawid, King Dawid. Make him strong again, because they were at war with all these people around them at that time. Verse 16, it is burned with fire, 8313. It is cut down, 3683. They perish at the rebuke, 1606, of your presence. Verse 17, let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of Adam, 120, formal name, you made strong for yourself, the son of Adam, an Adamite, because Israel was Adamic, the Adamic people. Verse 18, so we will not turn back from you. Give us life, 2421, and we will call on your name. Verse 19, restore us, O Yahweh Elohim of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. They repeat that verse a number of times. And cause your face to shine means look upon us favorably. And in verse 13, those animals that were mentioned are used to portray non-Adamic men. Okay, now that ends Psalm 80. Let's get into Psalm 81 here. It says, to the leader, this is the title, upon a gittith, 1665. That's a gittite harp. That's a particular musical instrument. A psalm of Asaph. Verse 1. Sing joyfully, 7442, to Elohim, our strength, 5797. Shout for joy, 7321, that's all one word, to the Elohim of Jacob, that's Jacob, as all of Israel. Verse 2, bring forth, 5375, a song, 2172, and give here the tambourine, 8596, the pleasant, 5273, harp, 3658, with the lyre, L-Y-R-E, an instrument, 5035. Verse 3, and you can reference Numbers chapter 10, verse 10. Blow the shofar in the new moon, in the full moon, 3677, on our solemn feast day, 2282. Because, verse 4, because this was a statute, 2706, for Israel, and a judgment of the Elohim of Jacob. Verse 5, this he appointed, 7760, in Yosef, 3084, for a testimony, 5715, when he went out through the land of Mitzrayim. I heard a language, or a tongue, 8193, I did not know, 3045. Verse 6, I removed the burden, 5447, from his shoulder. His hands were passed over from the baskets, 1731. They were no longer slaves. Verse 7, you called in trouble, 6869, and I delivered you, 2502. I answered you from the hiding place, 5643, of thunder, 7482. I proved you, 974, at the waters of Meribah, 4809. And verse 7 here, you can reference Exodus 17, verse 7, and Numbers 20, verse 13. Then they have the word Selah, which means pause for contemplation, a musical rest. Verse 8, hear, O my people, and I will testify to you, 5749. O Israel, if you will listen to me. Here's verse 9. I need to make a little note here. Verse 9, you can reference Exodus 20, verses 2 and 3, and Deuteronomy 5, verses 6 and 7. There shall be no foreign, 2114, L, 410, as a little g god, in you. Neither shall you bow down, or prostrate, 7812, to any alien, 5236, L. Now that's racial alien. Okay? That's what that is. verse 10. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim. That's Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Verse 11. But my people would not listen to my voice, and Israel desired, 14, none of me. Verse 12. So I let them go, 7971, to their own hearts' stubbornness. So I let them go to their own heart's stubbornness. 8307. Stubborn, stiff-necked people. Okay. And they walked in their own counsels. 4156. Verse 13. Oh, that my people had listened to me, and Israel had walked in my ways. Verse 14. I would have quickly, 4592, have subdued, 3665, their hated enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries, 6862. Verse 15. Those who hate, 8130, Yahweh, will cringe before, 3584, him. Those who hate Yahweh will cringe before him, but the time of their doom will endure, 1961, forever, 5769. And here in verse 16, you is talking about Israel. I fed you with the finest, 2459, wheat, 2406. And satisfied, 7646, you with honey, 1706, from the rock, 6697. Wow. Great poetry here in the Hebrew. And a lot of references to past occurrences in Israel. Where they had foreign gods, that was always a sticking point with Yahweh. Whenever they would go after these foreign deities, it just infuriated him. He punished us. So we're here at Psalm 82. This is a Psalm of Asaph. That's the title. Verse 1. Elohim stands, 5324, in the congregation, 5712, of the divine, 410. That's all the divine beings. There are more divine beings, but they're not the divine being. There are the ones they call angels. He rules, 8199, among the Elohim, 430. And that's a small e Elohim. Now the divine, he rules among the congregation of the divine. That can also mean mighty. Okay? That can also mean mighty. The mighty ones. Okay? I'm going to note that. Verse 2. How long will you judge, 8199, unjustly, 5766, and bear, 5375, that's lift up, the presence, 6440, or the countenance, or the face, of the wicked, 7563. And again, Selah. Verse 3, Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Okay, verse 4. Deliver, 6403, the poor and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. Verse 5. They do not know, neither will they understand. 995. They walk on in darkness. 2825. All the foundations, 4146, of the land are shaking. 4131. Verse 6, and you can reference John chapter 10, verse 34. I have said, you are the Elohim, and all of you are children of the Elyon. 5945, that means most high. Verse 7. But you shall die like Adam. 120, and fall, 5307, like one of the princes, 8269. Fall down in death, okay. Verse 8, arise, O Elohim, judge the land, because you shall inherit, 5157, all nations, 1471. That's Israel nations. And Asaph is talking to Israel here. Why are you not doing justice according to Yahweh's laws? It starts that in verse 2. How long will you judge unjustly and bear the presence of the wicked? He's talking to Israel. Because they were doing wrong. Now we start Psalm 83. And this is, says, a song or psalm of Asaph. Verse 1. Not, 408, keep silent, 1824, O Elohim. Be not silent. 2790, in other words. And be not at peace, 8252, O Elohim. Verse 2, because your hated enemies make a tumult, 1993. And they that hate you, 8130, have lifted up their head, that's exalted themselves and plotted evil. Verse 3, they have taken crafty, 6191, counsel, 5475, against your people, and conspired, 3289, against your hidden ones, 6845, and that's Yahweh's treasured people. Verse 4, they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may no more be remembered. They wanted to destroy Israel. Stop right here. The hated enemies of Yahweh are doing that today. They're trying to cut off the name of true Israel and as imposters trying to steal our birthright. They are pretending to be us, but they don't meet any of the descriptions of us. They are not a nation. They are not a blessing. They do not bring the law to people. They bring the Talmud. Wickedness in written form. Wicked, wicked, wicked. Okay, verse 5 of Psalm 83. Because they have conspired together with hearts together, 3162, they are allied, 1285, by covenant, 3772, against you. Here we go, Verse 6, the tents of Edom, 123, and the Ishmaeli, the Ishmaelites, 3459, of Moab, 4124, and the Hagri, that's the Hagarines, 1905. Verse 7, Gibal, 1381, and Ammon, the Ammonites, 5983, and Amalek, 6002, the Pelesheth, or the Philistines, 6429, with the inhabitants of Zor, 6865, that was an Egyptian city. Verse 8, Asher, 804, is also united, 3867, with them. They have helped, 2220, the children of Lot, 3876. Now, who were the children of Lot? Moab and Ammon. Moab and Ammon. Then it says Selah. That's a musical rest again. Well, all of these have all mingled together into one mixed racial soup today, and they are against us. Verse 9. Now, section A of verse 9, you can reference Judges chapter 7, verses 1 through 23, and section B of verse 9, you can reference Judges chapter 4, verses 6 through 22. Section 9, or verse 9, section A. Do to them as the Midiani, the Midianites, 4080. Section B of verse 9, as Sisera, 5516. As Yabin, 2985, at the brook of Kishon, 7028. Verse 10, which were destroyed at Ein Dor, 5874. They became as dung, 1828, for the ground. That's 127. Verse 11. Now, section A of verse 11, you can reference Judges 7, verse 25. And section B, Judges 8, verse 12. Section A of verse 11, make their nobles, 5081, like Oreb, 6159, and like Zeeb, 2062. And section B, yea, all their princes, 5257, as Zebach, 2078, and as Salmunna, 6759. Verse 12, who said, let us take possession of the houses of Elohim. Verse 13. O my Elohim, make them whirl. 1534. As the chaff, 7179, before the wind. 7307. Verse 14, as a fire burns a woodland, 3293, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire, 3587. Verse 15, so persecute them, 7291, with your tempest, 5591 and terrify them, 926, with your storm, 5492. Verse 16, fill their faces with shame, 7036, so that they may seek, 1245, your name, 8034, O Yahweh. Verse 17, let them be put to shame and terrified forever. Yea, let them be disgraced, 2659, and destroyed, 6. Verse 18, that men may know that you, whose name alone, 905, is Yahweh, are the Elyon over all the land. That's the Most High. And dung in verse 10 refers to the bodies left on the ground. They didn't bury them, they just let them rot. Okay, I'm 41 minutes into an hour show, so let's. I have enough time to do Psalm 84 here, and perhaps 85, we'll see. Psalm 84 has a title. It is To the Leader, that's a musical leader, upon Gittith, that's the Gittite harp again, 1665, a psalm for the sons of Korach. They were the temple singers. Verse 1. How beloved are your tabernacles, O Yahweh of hosts. My soul longs, yea, even faints, for the courtyards of Yahweh. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living El, living God. Verse 3. Here, the word bird is a metaphorical use for Israel. Yea, the bird, 6833, has found a house. The swallow bird, 1866, a nest, 7064, for herself, where she may lay, 7896, her young, 667. Your altars, O Yahweh of hosts, my King and my Elohim. Those are her nests. Okay. Verse 4. Happy or blessed, okay, are they that dwell in your house. They will still be, 5750, praising you, 1984. And another Selah for a musical rest. Verse 5. Blessed is the Adam whose strength, 5797, is in you, and whose heart are the ways of them, 4546. That's the way of life lived by the righteous. Okay? The ways. Verse 6. They pass through the valley of Baca, 1056, and make it, 7896, a spring, 4599. The early rain, 4175, also covers it, 5844, with blessings, 1293. Verse 7. They go from strength to strength, appearing before Elohim and Zion when they were commanded to appear. Verse 8. O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Elohim of Jacob. That's Jacob. And again, Selah. arrest. Verse 9. Behold, O Elohim, our shield. 404:3, another attribute. He's their shield of Israel. And look upon the face of your anointed. 4:8-9:9. That's Israel, the anointed people. Israel is an anointed people, chosen by Yahweh, the only one chosen above all the others on the earth. So anointed doesn't always refer to Yeshua Messiah or David. It means the people of Israel, your anointed ones. Verse 10, because a day in your courtyards is better than a thousand. The courtyards of the temple. I choose to be a doorkeeper. 5:6:05. In the house of my Elohim, rather than to dwell, 17:52, in the tents of the wicked, 7:5:6:2. Now, 5:6:05, the doorkeeper, and dwell, 17:52, are only used in this verse. They are not in any other scripture. This is a singular usage of these words. Verse 11, because Yahweh Elohim is a sun, 8:1:2:1, and a shield, 4:0:4:3. Now, sun means like the sun in the sky, okay? Shining. Yahweh will give grace, 25:80, and glory, 3:5:1:9. He will withhold, 4:5:1:3, no good thing from those that walk uprightly, 8:5:4:9. Verse 12 of Psalm 84. O Yahweh of hosts, blessed is the Adam that trusts in you. Oh, yes. And I have plenty of time to do Psalm 85 here. It also has a title, To the Leader, a Psalm for the Sons of Korach. Those are the temple singers again. Verse 1. Yahweh, you have been favorable, 7:5:2:1, to your land. You have brought back, 7:7:2:5, or returned, Jacob, that's Jacob, Israel, from captivity, 7:6:2:2. Restored them to the land. Verse 2. You have forgiven, 5:3:7:5, the iniquity, 5:7:7:1, of your people. You have covered, 36:80, all their sin, 2:4:0:3. And again, the word Selah for a musical rest. Now, in this verse, when they have forgiven, means lifted up from upon. He's lifted up the iniquity from upon his people, and he has covered all of those, their sin, so they it won't be seen. Verse 3, you have taken away or gathered, 6:2:2, all your wrath. You have turned, 7:7:2:5, from the fierceness of your anger. The fierceness is 27:40, and that's literal heat. And anger is 6:3:9, literal nose, the heat of your nose. That was a Hebrew idiom of when you get angry and you're breathing hard and your nose gets hot, turns red and gets hot. That's how they expressed anger. It's the heat of your nose. That's the way they did it back then. Verse 4. Restore us, O Elohim, of our salvation, and cause your anger, different word, 3708, toward us to break, 6565. Verse 5. Will you be angry, another word, 599, forever, 5769, that's Olam. Will you draw out, 4900, your anger, 639 again, to all generations? Verse 6. Will you not give us life again so that your people may rejoice in you? Verse 7. Show us your mercy, O Yahweh, and give us your salvation. 3, 4, 6, 8. Verse 8. I will hear what Yahweh, El, will speak, because he will speak peace, 7965, to his people, and to his pious ones, 2623. But let them not return, let's turn back, 7725, to their foolishness, 3690. That would be their idol worship. Verse 9, surely his salvation is near, 7138, to them that fear him. All right, that's 3373. And that could be hold in awe. Okay. That has a dual meaning. They stress fear, but I hold Yahweh in awe. I'm not afraid of him because I'm doing everything I can to be obedient, and I know that he loves me. So I'm not quaking in fear because I'm doing evil. I hold him in awe because I love him and he loves me. And that's the feeling that they had. They held him in awe and they worshiped him. That's what he wants. That glory, 3519, may dwell in our land. Well, his glory. He wouldn't leave them. Verse 10. Mercy, 2617, and truth, 571, are met together, 6298. Righteousness, 6664, and peace, 7965, have kissed, 5401. That is poetry right there. That's beautiful. Verse 11, truth shall spring forth, 6779, from the land, 776. And righteousness shall look down, 8259, from the sky, verse 12. Yea, Yahweh shall give goodness, and our land shall give her crops, 2981. Verse 13. Righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of life, of his footsteps. 6471. Okay. I've got about less than 6 minutes to go here in the show. So I want to make a comment. He's talking about the land. His glory will be in that land, and glory will dwell in verse 9 here. Well, his glory does not dwell in that land anymore, because we as a people, Israel, sinned, and we were put into dispersion because we had lapsed back into idolatry and other things. And we were removed and sent out all across the world. And the occupants of that land now are not Israel. They're not Israelites. They're a mixed soup of people. You have the Talmudists who are pretending to be Israel. And then you have the Islamists, which worship a completely different deity. Then you have the Judeo-Christians, which think that the Jews are God's chosen people, and they live over there, all of whom are in error. Eventually, that will be Israel's land when we are returned. But it is not right now. We are in dispersion because of apostasy. Well, look around us in our land today, and you see apostasy. You see open homosexuality and transgenderism and mixed race marriages and fornicating and pornography and child molestation and murder and rape and riot and drugs and drunkenness. How much different is it than Sodom and Gomorrah, which Yahweh destroyed? How much different? Not much, if any. Maybe even more wicked. Never in history, never has sin been so abundant and so open and so unrepentant. They don't, oh, it's all right. We don't believe in all that nonsense. We're going to do what we're going to do. Okay, well, what you're doing is sealing your fate. All you non-believers out there, and the ones that are sitting on the fence, you need to come over into the camp of Yahweh and repent and change your lifestyle, because if you fall off the fence in the wrong direction, what you're going to fall into is a lake of fire. I don't want that for you. I don't speak to anybody but the lost sheep of the house of Israel as commanded by Yeshua. I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Well, neither do we. It's all about obedience to Yahweh. Coming back to Him and repenting and changing our lifestyle to match His Scripture. We cannot continue in this apostasy. Now the remnant is coming out from among them and being separate. We are making a concerted effort, us at EFR, all the pastors, all the show hosts. There are other sites where people are teaching the truth. A lot of it is secular, but we must all gather. He is gathering His holy remnant. Well, I'm done for this show, and I will say Shalom Aleichem to all my brothers and sisters out there, and I will catch you on Monday. Well, we will start with Psalm 86. Praise Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.